What's up, guys? It's Joseph Fleck. This episode of Not the Average Joe Show is sponsored by Sneakers HQ. That's Sneakers with a Z, HQ. Check them out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and most importantly, www.sneakerswithazhq.com. The flyest sneakers and apparel inspiring others to stay fit and look sexy. Now enjoy the show. What's up, good Monday morning, everybody. It is January 28th. Wow, it is not January. What? Ladies and gentlemen, it's another edition of Not the Average Joe. Excuse me. Son of a...
Looking to take your success to the next level? Want advice and tips for personal development? You're in the right place. Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck.
Baby, are you down, 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 down? Oh, hey guys, what is up? Welcome to another episode of Not the Average Joe Show. My name is Joseph Fleck. It is a beautiful Monday, May 28th morning here in 2018. Very excited, you guys. So, if you've heard that song before, it's a really popular song. It was number one single here in the United States back in 2009. That was the year I graduated high school. But his name's Jay Sean. I got to actually hang out with him in Hollywood last week. You may have seen that picture I posted on my Instagram and my Facebook and Twitter. So super nice guy. Total like heartthrob for all you ladies out there, even though he is happily married. But yeah, we had a great time, and but I'm excited most of all today because we are talking with our first guest on the show for the first time ever. You're going to hear not just from me, but a very good friend of mine. He is a professional magician. He's toured all around the United States and above, and he's a full-time self-employed magician. Kicking ass every single day, and he has talents beyond the scope of reality. It's crazy how talented this guy is. Please welcome a good friend of mine and a fellow entrepreneur, Wayne Gantz.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, welcome to the show, Wayne. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. Let's get right into it, you guys. So today's topic, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship in 2018 in the United States. Kind of interesting. Wayne, you've been a full-time magician your entire life, realistically. And kind of give us a quick backstory as to, you know, how long you've been doing this, you know, where... kind of where you grew up, how you came to LA, all that good stuff.
Well, I started doing magic when I was 9. Became more of a job when I was 13. I did my first paid show when I was 13 for my middle school. So then when I realized I could make money at this, my mentor, Denny Haney, who runs the Denny Lee Magic Studio in Baltimore, which if you're ever in Baltimore, you should stop down and see the shop. It's really amazing. He taught me everything I needed to know to do this full time and make money and living as a magician and an entertainer.
Awesome. Yeah, I've met Denny myself. He's a really nice guy. So you mentioned he was your mentor. That's awesome. Did you have, growing up, how many mentors did you have? And who were some of your mentors, and in what ways did they mentor you?
Yeah, sure. So I kind of put this as, I don't know if any of the listeners out there have ever seen the 90s TV show The Highlander. So in Highlander, whenever an immortal would become immortal, they would always find a teacher that would teach them. That's kind of like how it works in magic. Like when you get into magic, you always got to find that one magician that is going to teach you the trade of what you need to do. And you can have several, and I did, you know, and... but it all leads back to Denny. Denny was my first mentor I had. I would travel to Cleveland, Ohio in the summertime, and I hung out with a magician there named Eric Browman, who is now on cruise ships 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, traveling all across the country. I haven't seen him in a really long time. We communicate on Facebook and everything, but Eric was the second magician I ever met. And I just started working with Denny, doing my shows, doing kids' shows. Denny has been a mentor to many other magicians, including two of my other top mentors. You may have seen them on America's Got Talent and Penn and Teller Fool-Us. Their names are Scott Alexander and Puck. They do a two-man show together called the Scott and Puck Show, and they also perform individually. Scott himself is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Puck is from Orlando, Florida, which originally he was from Baltimore. That's how he used to hang out at Denny's shop. And those guys, like, just, it's like a, I call it like a branch branching out. Like, you have Denny in the middle, and you have an extension coming from Denny to Scott, and like another extension coming from Scott, and then there's me, and then there's Puck coming out from Denny. You know, it's kind of, it's like a tree type, like that. Like, you see, like, an example I can give is like, the old 49ers coach Bill Walsh. Like, he inspired so many other coaches that are coaching today that use a lot of his methods. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but if you, the whole tree branch thing, I don't know if anybody's ever seen that before, but.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So that's why networking is really important. I think that's where you're getting at, you know, is by networking, you meet people that can help you so much. And it's, you never know when you're going to meet that one person that's going to pick you up and change your life for the better. Kind of a weird example, but you know, way back in the day, Scooter Braun was on YouTube looking at this kid named Justin, right, singing, and now his name is Justin Bieber. So like, it's really that easy. Cool. So in terms of mentors, were there any mentors that you had that maybe you didn't even know, you know, that, or that didn't know you, that really helped you along the way?
Yeah. One of the biggest mentors I had and idols that I've idolized my entire life, and I still use his beliefs and his philosophies today in my everyday life, is Bruce Lee. And that transitions to me as a performer very, very well, because traveling around doing shows at different venues, comedy clubs, colleges, theme parks, I've got to be able to adapt my show to the venue that I'm at. So, example, Bruce Lee, in his famous interview, Be Water, My Friend, talked about, you know, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a teapot, it becomes the teapot. It's the same thing. If I'm doing a show somewhere, I need to adapt to my surroundings, to where I'm at.
Awesome. Yeah, that totally makes sense. One of my mentors who've never met me is Gary Vaynerchuk. I talk about him often, and he even says it too. He says one of his mentors growing up was Randy Macho Man Savage, right? And he always looked up to him, but never got to meet him. It's kind of crazy how that is. So I had this thing that happened to me last week that was such a humbling experience. I was working my day job, and this guy comes up to me, and he's like, "Hey man, are you Joe?" And I go, "Yeah." He's like, "You have the podcast, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, Not the Average Joe Show." And he goes, "Yeah, I listened to last week's episode, and you know, it was so great, this and that." I'm like, "Oh my God." Like, that's when it hit me that you guys actually listen, right? And that this random person found me and was able to tell me that, like, he loved listening to my podcast. So the fact that, like, I'm reaching out to you guys and influencing you in any way, shape, or form means the world to me. And I just hope that you understand too, all of you, that when you are, that you're influencing so many people, whether you know it or not. Especially with this world of social media, right? Every hashtag, everything you post on social media is going to be either in a positive or negative way, but it's going to influence how people look at you. And, you know, if you have all the right intentions, that's all it takes. So that's my two cents on that. But Cool. And so let's get more into the business side of things. We talked about mentorship a little bit, but what are some of the, let's start with the cons, the negative connotations to being your own boss and being self-employed. What are some of the things that make it almost not worth it?
So when you have a regular job and you're not self-employed, the company usually provides the work for you or the service. They have that. When you're self-employed, you've got to go get it. So you can't be sleeping in till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't be lazy. Like, if you want it, go get it. You know, get up early in the morning. Like me, I'm up. I'm on my computer. I'm looking at events going around. I'm doing what I call, I'm getting the grind. You know, I'm seeing what's going on. I'm reaching out to comedy clubs. I'm reaching out to college. I'm seeing what's going on in the area. You got to know what time of year it is. You know, I know, like, I'm not going to book any colleges right now because college is about out. You know, they're getting ready to graduate. Might get some graduation parties, but you're not going to, you know, I got to know what time of year it is. So you got to be up to date into what's going on. Especially working here in LA, you need to be up to date on some of the entertainment stuff that's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Now, it is difficult to be your own boss in terms of, you know, the difference between being your own boss and being self-employed is the obvious, right? When you're self-employed, you work a 9-to-5 job, you get paid for your time, not really your effort. You can get fired based on your effort, but you're really there because you work an hourly rate, so you're there for your time. Whereas when you're self-employed, you're not hired based on your time, you're based on your effort, right? So the harder you work, the more money you're gonna make. That's not really the case with a 9-to-5 job. Now, what are some of the good things, the good qualities that come out of being self-employed?
Yeah, and to touch on that too. And one thing I want to add in there, it's this quote that I don't know who came up with the quote, but I've seen it before. You know, talk about getting on the grind and working and busting your tush to make sure you get it done. A lot of people don't see it. They only see the end outcome of your product. They don't see what goes on beforehand leading up to it. Like an example, I always tell people, you know, especially when they're hiring entertainers and hiring magicians, a cheap magician isn't skilled, but a skilled magician isn't cheap. So I always tell that to people because sometimes they think they can go just hire any Joe Schmo, not for you Joe, but they think they can hire any Schmo out there to do a magic show for, I don't know, their corporate event. They want to save money and let's hire this guy, says he'll charge me $150 for a corporate show. Yeah, that would sound fantastic for a company that's trying to save some money, but you're going to get a $150 show. You're not going to get quality, you know. So it's just part of the grind. You got to grind and get it. And so, and some of the positive things about being self-employed, I get to make my own schedule, you know, outside of Universal Studios. If I don't want to book a show for a certain day, I don't book a show that day. If I've got stuff to do, but I'm still up doing the grind. Like, it's always going on in my head of stuff I've got to do. And I've got like thousands of things running through my mind throughout the day. And a lot of people don't really notice that. They go and look at my Twitter account, my Instagram, which you can, if you don't follow me, you should. They see pictures, like example, this last weekend. Was it weekend? I don't remember. We were at the Magic Castle in Hollywood with Jay Sean. So people see that, and I get tweets and texts and stuff like, oh, dude, your life is so great, man. You're out hanging with celebrities. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but you don't realize what I went through the whole day of the long hours put into going hanging out that night, you know. But 3 hours before we were there, I was doing the grind at Universal Studios. And the previous night, I had just flown back in to LA from Baltimore after finishing a string of shows out there. I got on the flight at 5 o'clock in the morning and got to LA around 11 a.m. and just crashed and just hung out until I had to be at Universal the next morning.
No, that makes sense. It's people don't see the effort that goes on behind the scenes. It's like these Olympians, you know, like you see them on the pedestal, winning a gold medal, and it's like, okay, that's their rise to fame. They literally have a minute to prove to the world that the years and years of effort that they put into it while nobody was watching was worth it, right? That's why you see these Olympians and these athletes get so upset when they fail during the actual event, because the only person that's realized how hard they worked is themselves to get to where they are. So everybody will see the end result, but nobody will see what it took to get to that end result. But at the same time, self-reflection, I think, is really important. There was a moment, you know, we were hanging out in Hollywood, and yeah, Jay Sean was there. And the moment that, like, he was like, "Hey, Joe," it was more like, I can't do a British accent. "Hey, Joe, would you like a drink?" And I was like, "Dude, I'm in Hollywood at a private club, and this guy who I was listening to on repeat in high school in my small town asked if, like, I want a drink. He's going to buy me a drink." And I'm like, dude, this guy that I idolized in high school, like, that was crazy. That was the moment where I realized, like, all the effort that I put in to move to Los Angeles and to surround myself with like-minded people like yourself, Wayne, added up to that moment, which then led into networking, right? Which is a good thing. So, interesting. Yeah, it's self-reflection is great. I think we all need to take a step back and look, but what's interesting is you look at people like Elon Musk or these billionaires or anybody that you look up to who's quote-unquote famous, you know, you often ask them, why don't they just take a moment and appreciate the things they have and the life that they're living? Because it's incredible, right? But the fact is they've worked so hard to get there. There's a good quote that I love. It's one of my favorites, and that is, "Day by day, little things happen, and it doesn't seem like much change, but looking back, everything is different," right? We don't see the incremental changes day after day, but when you look back 10 years, like I look back 10 years to when I was listening to Jay Sean in my car, you know, in my small little town, to now having drinks with him at a private club in Hollywood, like, that's crazy. Like, how did that happen? Well, it was those small incremental changes, which is why I'm a huge fan of The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, the best book you'll ever read. But cool. All right. So I think one of the last topics I want to touch on here is networking, the importance of networking, in being self-employed. How important is that, Wayne?
That's pretty important, because some of the contacts you make in your life, you don't know how how it's going to turn out for you. So the more you network, the more people get to know you. An example, Joe and I have been best friends for a long time. We actually met each other working for the Mouse in Anaheim. I was doing magic at Disneyland, and he was working attractions there, and we were always stationed at the same spot, so I was either doing card tricks to him and found that he was a Seahawks fan, and so we just became buds. And then when we ended up coming to L.A., and doing our own thing, then started networking with each other, and then I introduced him to the magic world, and he's been hanging out with me here at the Magic Castle, and just some of the magicians that I've met, they've introduced me to some stars, and you know, that's so, it's like one connection that leads down to another, and it just feels, you know, how lucky we are to be able to get to do what we love, and we love what we do. And that's a quote by a magician named Brad Ross. He always says, "Do what you love and love what you do." And sometimes I just sit back and I think, especially when I worked at Disney, and now Universal Studios, I get to look at some of these guests that are in the park, and I used to look at them at Disneyland too and just think, man, these people have spent so much money, have traveled so far to come to this theme park and experience it here when I get to experience this every day. So to me, it makes me more motivated to make sure that they have a good time, because I get to see this every day, but they don't. So it's I feel lucky for that. And you get to meet, I mean, I'm sure you did too, like at Disney, you met so many people from different parts of the world that they saved their entire, you know, life savings to come for this week or this 4 days at this park, you know, or this resort or wherever they want to go. And it's really good. And then you get to network with them too. You know, they get to figure out, learn who you are. And wow, and they leave and they think, wow, that guy's really cool. He made my day. You know, and it's just weird, you know, just meeting people like that. And just, you know, there's some that will like never experience that, you know. So I try to, any guest I interact with or any person who comes and sees my show, I love to interact with them. Like, I have a huge rule that I do for any venue that I perform in, is that after the show I have to do a meet and greet. Like, I want to talk to the audience members. I want to thank them for coming out. You know, if they want some posters, I'm going to give them some posters. I'm going to sign stuff for them. I'll take pictures with them. I'll take selfies with them if they want. So it's like, it's all part of the network game.
Oh yeah, totally. No, it you never know who you're going to meet. I mean, to be honest, back in those Disney days, like, I was like, oh, this magician's cool. I never thought in a million years that, like, 6 years later we'd be hanging out like this, you know, and working on much bigger things. But here we are. All right, guys. So I hope you all got something out of this. I wanted to give a few quick shout-outs to my friends over at Sneakers HQ. Check them out. www.sneakerswithazhq.com. And check them out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Wayne, you're up on social media as well. Follow him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And check out his website, WayneGantz.com, you guys. He's got some amazing, amazing magic. And if you want to book him, I highly recommend him for your next corporate gig or any gig for that matter. But yeah, check him out. Follow him. And I hope you all have a great rest of your week. Go out and kill it, you guys. And I will see you next week. By the way, starting in 2 weeks, we are going to be switching from Mondays to Sundays. So every Sunday morning, this podcast will be live. But thank you for listening, you guys. This is another episode of Not the Average Joe Show.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit NotTheAverageJoeShow.com and Facebook.com/NotTheAverageJoeShow. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Not the Average Joe Show.